This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, Pailuis, Inchpesek, how are you, Chris?
I am wonderful, Jano. How are you?
I am doing great. Yesterday was a big day. We had two Armenian wrestlers that I watched at the studio.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I tell you what, man. We got one silver, should have been gold.
It should have been gold.
Should have been gold.
That was insane.
And our gold winner was Artur Alexanyan, and the guy's chiseled, isn't he?
Ripped out.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
I wish I looked like that.
Oh, I know, me too. I probably looked like that in my past life, but
I didn't.
No, me either. But I tell you what, it was beautiful seeing them hoist the Armenian flag. And our guest, we had our guest a couple of days ago. We had it recorded and so forth. It was a great recording. It was Vahan Mkhitaryan. He was the flag bearer.
Yep.
He was the flag bearer. It was so exciting to have
ceremony,
him on
yeah.
the show. And you know what, guys? We did the interview a couple days ago. We spliced it all together and so forth to make it into this show. I hope you guys enjoy it. This was it was a fantastic interview with the guy.
It was really good.
Brian, roll it. We got Vahan Mkhitaryan. Vahan Mkhitaryan is the guy
yeah.
that carried the flag.
How are you, Bob?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Thank you for inviting to your show.
Oh, it's great to have you. And, wow, we got so many questions to ask you. How was it? I mean, how exciting was the whole thing carrying the flag out on the opening night?
You know, it was really exciting. It was really a lot of emotions, a lot of adrenaline. Like, and the people, the old people were standing there and talking to me like that I should be proud that I'm carrying the flag of my country in such a big ceremony. And after that, I got the proudness were just killing me, and I was holding the flag. I didn't even move that. I didn't even waving. I was just working like a soldier of my country.
You look great too, buddy. I'm telling you, everyone was proud of you. You had a big smile on your face. Shadhabarkedevergor. Can you tell us how this whole thing started with you being chosen the one that carried the flag?
Like, there was a meeting of NOC President Gagik Tsarukyan and the athletes who were in Yerevan at that time. So, and there was some questions and motivational speech from NOC President Mr. Tsarukyan. And then after, there was questions from the press, and one of the press representatives asked who is going to be the flag bearer, and Mr. Tsarukyan said that it is going to be our swimmer Vahan Mkhitaryan. And at that time I was really, really like excited. There was a lot of emotions. I couldn't even speak. I couldn't even say thank you. only after the meeting, when we took a group photo, I just could turn to Mr. Tsarukyan and say thank you very much.
Yeah, it was definitely, that's the biggest honor to have as part of the Olympic team to carry the Armenian flag or any flag.
Well, that's like the highlight of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really highlight. And I don't know, I couldn't even imagine that the Olympic Games are so big. Yeah, I was I knew that it's big. But I couldn't understand until I came here. I used to be a flag bearer in some few competitions, but in here when I got the flag and a lot of people who I didn't know were finding me in the internet, in Facebook or in Instagram or somewhere else, and they were watching you, and we are so proud of you. Just keep going and never think about bad about anything. And it was like, how can I say, a great proudness.
Of course, of course. And we had 33, and we still have 33 athletes in Rio.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. That's every huge. Year, we've been, every time, we've been getting stronger and stronger.
Yes, yes. And I hope our medals will be more golder and golder.
Absolutely.
It. You got it. Now, you entered in the swimming events. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sorry, I didn't catch your question.
What was that?
Yeah, no, explain a little bit about the swimming events that you entered into.
Ah, I see. Okay, I'm actually swimming in short distances, and I'm swimming in Olympic shortest distance on a 50 freestyle. That's the fastest distance. I don't know, like from young ages, I was swimming in on this one. And I don't know how what to say about it. Like, it's a very, very...
It's very competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most competitive, I can say.
Of course.
Yeah, it's and there are only like there are for example in the other distances there are only eight favorites who you can say that they're gonna win, but in here it's really like a lottery, you know.
Right.
Like you never can say who can win or who can get in the finals. For example, in here, like there was the guy who entered the semifinals on the 16th. Got first to the finals, and then he were just third. So, you know, like, that is going ups and downs in my distance. But in the other, there is more stability than in the 50-meter freestyle.
Right, right. Did you by any chance get to meet Michael Phelps?
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, to be honest, I saw him. But, you know, like, he was a superstar. So to be honest, I was a little shy to go to him and say like, "Hello, how are you? Or how can I take a picture with you?" Because, you know, like, and I don't prove the thing that we are all sportsmen, and one goes to each other and say, "Let's take a picture because you are great." But
yeah.
Because at the same time, like, we are all equal each other. Maybe after when you see him and after competition, you say like, "Yo, man, you're great." But unfortunately, I didn't see him after competition to do so. At the time of competition, I was I was thinking too much about my swim.
Sure, sure. Now, all your works getting ready for the swimming events, was there any athlete that you look up to in the past or present that you say, I want to perform like him or her?
Yeah, when I was a kid, there was a Russian swimmer, Alexander Popov, you know or no. He was really great. His greatness was the thing that he was injured by the knife in his city because some guys told some bad thing to his girl and he tried to defend her and got an accident.
Oh,
after that, like after being hit by the knife, he recovered, he began to swim, and then after he made some world records, and he was my idol, and he's my idol now. Like, I want to be as hard as him.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So he came back after his injury.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So he came back and won the Olympic Games.
Now, this may be a question that you just answered too, but how did it feel when you competed against the best in the world? I mean, did you see a big difference between like the
it's
European?
A good question, yeah.
Yeah, between the European swimmers or all in the Olympics? Did you see a difference in the best athletes in the world?
Yes, like I competed in Europeans and in the World Championships, and I can say the people were the same. Same people came to the Olympics, but in the Olympic Games, it goes more and more serious. People are more excited, more, I don't know, nervous about their swim. Like, only 20% of these guys can perform better than they did in the past, you know? But who performs good, they got everything. Who's not performing good, I can say they lose everything. Like, they are losing their... 4-year work, what they did before coming to Olympic Games. For example, me, I was so nervous. I began to feel adrenaline like 2 or 3 days before my start.
Wow.
And even after, yeah, I didn't feel that like very, like never. I never feel that kind of stuff. But after, even after competition, I was so nervous that I couldn't even relax when I swam and I finished my program.
In any case, you're going back to Armenia. What can you say, Vahan, about your experience and what you felt in the Olympics? Is this something that you're going to treasure and keep it in you?
You know, like, I'm still in the Olympic Games, and every day I'm seeing a new thing and new for me. I can't say now that I saw everything very good or everything very bad. Just what can I say? That the things are very well. I had a lot of experience, and that's the greatest thing that ever I can tell everyone, that I had competed in the Olympic Games.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't explain in my words. I need some time to calm down and then to say, like, yeah, it was good because of these reasons.
And I asked you the question earlier, how do you feel about the Olympics for the Armenian team? We have right now 33 members on the team. Do you think this is going to grow more and more too by next Olympic team?
I think so, because there are some sports which weren't so developed in Armenia. The kids who just began to train, and now they get older and older, and they are getting more competitive. I think they will get to Olympic Games, and by the next time it will be 33. I hope it's going to be 50 or even more.
Good, good. The facilities in Armenia, are they getting better to where it's modern to like the Europeans and North American, South America? Are we having equipment that it prepares our athletes like the West and the East?
Yeah, like, you know, they are getting more new things. Like, there is a lot of job done by the National Olympic Committee, and there are some also people who are doing some business and in sports facilities, and they help us. I can talk only for swimming, and they help us to train. They're giving us some opportunities, some free trainings and that kind of stuff.
Good.
But the real thing that I can say why the sports in Armenia are not going so high as in Europe or in I can say in the United States, we don't have so much qualified coaches. Wow. Because now I'm talking only about swimming, I don't know for the others. The swimming is the sport that is not more about to work hard and to train hard. It's more about science and psychology. So maybe, I don't know, like, for example, the Europeans made some new thing and they are putting in their athletes like a new technique of trainings, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So, and our coaches wouldn't know about that. But when their athlete goes higher, like he goes on the first place, and then just after that, coaches can tell that we did this thing. But it's that's already old, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry.
No. I understand that totally. The sports are modernization. There's more modern coaches bringing more new stuff into the game, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're one of the problem of Armenia that, like, I can say at the same time is a problem and it's good. People respect old people and they just sitting with them asking some questions, but the old people, like, they never listen to young. They say they think that they are young, inexperienced, they don't know what to do, and that kind of stuff. Most of them don't even speak to sportsmen. And when the sportsmen came and said, like, you know, coach, I don't feel very good, let's change this thing. And they say, yeah. You are a professor, you know, like, whatever I say, I'm wrong. And, you know, I just don't want to talk about too much.
Right. Right. Well, I tell you what, Vahan, you're 19 years old. You're still. Yeah. I still think you still got a couple more Olympics yeah. in you.
Yeah, I hope so. I want to get to Rio Olympic Games, and not the Rio. Sorry, in the Tokyo
you were,
Olympic Games.
Yeah.
To get there by qualification time, not with the universality card as I came here. So I hope it's going to be good. And by the way, tomorrow I'm going to turn 20.
Oh, nice. Happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And seeing you hold that flag, I tell you what, it was such a beautiful thing to see in America. We had all these Armenians at people's houses, and we're watching it, and we seen you walking with that flag. And I tell you what, we can't tell you how happy you made us.
Thank you. Thank you for support.
Well, it's something great to see 33 athletes, and now you're saying we may have over 50 next Olympics because our athletes, what did we have? We had 26 last time. Now we got 33. We're growing in a good pace.
Yes, and mostly because of good support.
Yes.
Committee and some charity of a lot of businessmen who is going cut some part of their business for sports to grow up in our country.
Bravo, bravo. If anything people can do to help our Olympic team, this is definitely something to look into. Vahan, thank you very much, and early happy birthday to you, and we wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me and having an interview with me. Thank you. Thank you for everything. So I hope maybe later we'll talk about more serious things, I mean about medals of our athletes.
And
so thank you very much.
You're welcome. One more last thing. Is there any athlete, the Olympics is still going, is there any athlete as an Armenian to still watch and maybe be hopeful of a medal?
After 45 minutes, there is going to be our weightlifter who is a real potential, is a potential sportsman who can take a medal.
Good, good. And
yeah,
what's his name?
Simon Martirosyan in the weightlifting.
Very cool.
Bravo. Good luck. Good luck. Take care with everything, and we'll be in touch with you. That was Vahan, my friend.
Man,
that was that interview we had.
How exciting was that?
Oh, it was great. It was great talking to a guy that's there right now. He had that flag in his hand. You know what? I had bad connection with him a couple times on when we tried to call him, but
yep.
I'm glad it all worked out. It was a great interview.
It was, and man, I mean, that's amazing access for
yeah,
the show.
And you know what? To represent a small country, that's a big honor because, in any case, in any country you're representing, to hold that flag and walk into that tunnel, into that stadium with your country, it's unbelievable. And God bless you, Vahan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Vahan Mkhitaryan. And folks, you know what? To keep the show going, we need your support out there. Go to ArmeniaProud.com. When you go to ArmeniaProud.com, please go to Amazon. If you're going to Amazon, if you're going to shop at Amazon, which I know a lot of you guys out there do shop on Amazon. A lot of Armenians shop on Amazon. Like it or not, we go there. And if you're going there, go to ArmeniaProud.com first. On your right-hand side, there'll be Amazon. Click it and shop away. You shop away, we get a little credit back on whatever you purchase. All right, so go to ArmeniaProud first, ArmeniaProud.com, and then just shop away on Amazon.
I know I do.
You do too. I know. I've seen your products. That's great stuff. Hey, Chris, this next guest I got, I hope to God the guy can work with us on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, the guy's in tip-top shape. He's about my age. Look how sloppy I look, right?
Yeah.
Not with John.
I don't know about sloppy.
I'm not sloppy. But you know what? John's in real good shape. He takes care of himself. And I asked the guy. I go to church with him. I said, hey, John, how about getting on our show and giving us your opinions on how to stay in shape, what you do, and all this? He goes, people would like that? I go, people would love it. So, John Donjoyan, how are you, my brother?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what? I'd like to have you on every segment. How's that sound?
Let's talk about it. Yeah,
let's talk about it. All right. Hey, John, you know, you guys can check out his site right now on Facebook, John Donjoyan, Donjoyan. The guy loves to work out. The guy stays in shape. He shows you what he eats, what he does and all that. And how do you do it, John? How do you stay in shape?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because in high school I was not an athlete at all. No sports whatsoever. A little bit of bike riding and maybe bike racing, but not very much. And I got out of college, and my sister, actually, my younger sister is a year younger than me. Mm-hmm. She started working at this gym, and I guess I got a little interested in the gym, and just as a way to sort of, you know, stay fit and be strong enough in case I crashed on my bike, you know. And
right.
So I started working out at the gym, so it's really been maybe not a lifelong thing, but for over 30 years now. And then in the last 6 or 7 years, I guess, as you turn 40, you start really thinking about those sorts of things. And I've just kind of gotten a lot more serious about it.
Now, I've noticed too, John, watching your post and so forth, I don't think you eat a lot of junk food at all, but I definitely think that you still eat protein and stuff like that that Armenians love to eat, and you still keep in shape.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that I've learned, and this is particularly in the last, I'll say, 4 years, 5 years maybe, and it's really, it's due to the CrossFit training that I've been doing, they really preach the nutritional part of it. And in all truthfulness, nutrition is way more influential in your body composition and your performance than training. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. And there's a million different nutritional theories out there about what to eat and what not to eat. They're realizing nowadays that the FDA recommendations, the food pyramid, was basically upside down. It was all wrong. You know, that you shouldn't eat that many grains and processed carbohydrates. But regardless of your nutritional philosophy, I mean, everybody pretty much agrees that you have to get rid of the processed food and the sugar. I mean, those are the two enemies. And once I did that, once I got serious enough about that, my body composition. So from this goes back to 44 years old. I'm 49 now. My body composition went from in the upper teens, 18-19% body fat, and around 165 pounds. Now I'm 185 to 190 pounds, and I'm less than 10% body fat.
Oh, it's amazing! It's amazing, and it starts with the sugar, right? Get rid of sugar.
It really does. The one key thing that I've learned is that sugar, or rather, insulin is the only hormone in your entire body that controls the storage of fat. So there's only one hormone in your body that really governs what happens to the fat that you have in your body, or whether you've eaten it, or whether it's just in your body, and that's insulin. And so where does insulin come from? Well, you get a big insulin spike every time you eat sugar or a high carbohydrate food.
And
so that goes back to the recommendations being off and why we have an obesity problem in the United States.
Right.
Today.
I was going to say that goes to the obesity then, because that's the only thing
really
that's
does.
Storing the fat.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Wow, man.
So when you eat sugar, it releases insulin to process that sugar, and what insulin does is it signals to your body that it needs to store fat.
See, that's
okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Our
a lot of this is coming from a book called "Good Calories, Bad Calories." And there's sort of two versions of the book. There's "Good Calories, Bad Calories" by Gary Taubes, and then there's "How We Get Fat" by Gary Taubes. And the "Good Calories, Bad Calories" is a 600-page scientific version that an engineer like me loves. And then there's the "How We Get Fat" that's more the nutrition for dummies version, I guess you could call it, more of a sort of real-world adaptation.
Right, right. You know what? I got
a shameless plug, I guess, for Gary Taubes.
No, it was good. It was good. I think our people like reading something like that, too. Is that you could probably find that on audio as well. What I wanted to bring up was Chris here. He always gets me to drink this crazy-ass, what is that?
Shots of ginger.
Shots of ginger every day, and the guy is religious about it. What's your call on that?
I don't really do a lot of herbal or that sort of stuff, and I for sure am not going to say it's good or bad. I'm not going to say it's bad. It certainly can't be too bad because it's ginger, right? I mean, there's nothing processed in it, I assume. Is it just processed or just ground up ginger?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's raw, hand pressed, just shots of ginger mixed with some lemon.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, John, yeah. It's unbelievable. It makes
like an extract, I guess.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah. But in any case, you've been checking out the Olympics. What did you think of Artur? I mean, Jesus Christ, he's chiseled, isn't he? He wins the
fantastic.
Gold. The guy's
cut
like
so
a
awesome
horse.
To see.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And John, you know what I brought you on the show for that I think would be great is if you could bring up some little thing that our office people, that a lot of Armenians out there that aren't into the gym and so forth. If you can just get us going in the right direction, one little workout, maybe every show, maybe that could start something off. Maybe that could trigger something. Well, can you get us going here? Can you get something started with us right now?
Yeah, sure. So what they're learning now is that sitting is the new smoking, right? That's the phrase.
Yep.
So sitting kills you over time. And most of us, myself included, have jobs where we sit down a lot. What I've found is that particularly if I'm in a meeting and I'm sitting all day long, it affects my digestive tract and everything. I get irritated. I get gas, and it's pretty nasty. Maybe too much information for you.
No, that's good.
But what it does is it tightens up your hips and your lower back, and it causes a lot of other problems. So what I try to do is in my office, if I'm sitting and I'm doing a report or I'm reading something, every hour I'll get up and I'll do a few stretches or something like that. So I mean, you could do this where on Windows you could set a timer or something on your computer. And maybe every 10 minutes or every 15 or 20 minutes, you get up and you just do some squats, just a basic, like an air squat without any, I'm not talking about any weight or anything, or you do, heck, even just getting up and stretching your legs or doing some push-ups or something.
Okay, so just
something like that every interval.
Every 10, 15 minutes, just get up. And for now, let's just tell our people maybe just stretch a little bit. Just stretch every 15 minutes.
It's a good plan.
I mean, you have to. You got to be careful, right? If you're gonna recommend exercise, because there's certainly different levels of exercise, and I don't want people to get up and hurt themselves.
John, I guarantee you, in my studio, if you got 15 minutes for every guy that stood up and did a push up, we may have guys laid out here. I mean, we may have to have stretchers picking these guys up. But right now, let's just get them to stretch out of here. No push ups or anything. That's what we got for you guys out there. John, I'd love to have you on board, man. I'd love to have your call on this on every week, and I think it'd be a great segment.
Okay, well, let's keep it up, and maybe what I'll try to do is come up with like a nutritional tip and an exercise tip every week.
Excellent. That's what we'll do. We'll get some sort of a dish that people can eat, some sort of a nutritional it's something that'll get you back into shape, sure. And then how about a little workout with it too?
A good path.
All right, John, thank you very much, and we'll definitely have you on next week, and maybe you could help us out some more. Now, stand up and stretch every 15 minutes while sitting down. That's a great one. And folks, you can John. It's his homepage on Facebook, but you can check him out, John Donjoyan, Donjoyan, and I'm sure he can help you out.
John with an H.
Too. Yeah, John with an H. That's like mine too.
And then I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Flying Armenian.
Perfect, Flying Armenian. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, without the G, Flying Armenian.
Flying Armenian, F L Y I N. All right,
gotcha.
Flying
That's
Armenian.
Right. All one word. Yep.
All right, my man. Thank you. We'll stay in touch. Take care.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was great.
All right. Hey, Chris. I think we got to start doing that.
Agreed.
We got to start picking up every little thing that John Donjoyan brings up, and we ought to start doing that.
Got to stay fit.
We got to tell the whole crew in this office. I don't know if they'll go for it. But 15 minutes, one time standing up, 15 minutes.
And he's right. You know, standing or sitting is the new smoking. That's what all the big health agencies are saying.
You would never think that, you know.
It's really hard on you, man. That's why here in the studio we have stand-up desks.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why our GM thought of that.
He's ahead of the curve, that guy.
Yeah, so in any case, great to have him on, and we'll be in shape now.
Yeah, we will, hopefully. I need it.
Yeah, we both need it. And, folks, I tell you what, we're going to have Mariam on. She's not going to come on as much. She's really busy on her schedule. Her Cooking with My Armenian Family is doing great right now. She's got some great stuff, and anytime she wants to get on, God bless her. It's her show, too. And Ani, we couldn't get a hold of Ani. Scheduling was totally off this time.
Yep.
Sorry, Ani. We had the – I know it's 9-hour difference. 9-hour difference. They'll be asleep. We'll be awake. In any case, we'll have Ani back on next week as well. And, hey, folks, we got a great lineup, media.fm. That's our company. That's our podcast. That's the home base. We've got
the network, baby.
Yeah. We've got a lot of shows out there. What's one of our shows, Armenian Nights?
Armenian Nights Radio, armeniannightsradio.com.
And
hilarious.
It's comedy, Armenians sitting around talking. They cover much more than we do.
Oh, and you'll get it. It's funny.
Oh, they'll definitely enjoy it. And if you got sports in mind, too, we got sports. We got every social aspect. Brian's got a music show. What's that called, Brian?
That is Follow the Sound. You can find it at followthesoundpodcast.com.
And that covers all bases of all types of music out there.
Yep.
Brian, you're doing a great job with
that. Thank you.
Folks, God bless you all. That's our show for this week. God bless all the athletes down in Rio. You guys are still out there contending. God bless. We got Gore. He's been our weightlifter. He's kicking some butt down there, too. He's
absolutely
got silver down there. Say, folks, watch Rio. We're not done down there. And stay tuned for our shows. God bless. Kishir Party. Genatsed.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/armeniaproud or Twitter at armeniaproud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.